Blog Talk Radio.
And we are here live in the studio, and we thank and praise God for each of you that have chimed in to be a part of this live broadcast. We are sorry for the technical difficulty that hindered us from chiming in earlier. Praise the Lamb of God. I still don't know what happened in the system, but some kind of glitch as I was trying to contact the support group here. It was a glitch in that, and then all of a sudden the saints went to praying, and guess what happened? Breakthrough. Hallelujah. So I want to say thank you to all of those that were praying and for your patience. Praise the Lamb of God. But we are live and on the air. If you're listening via the internet, praise the Lamb of God. You can call in and be a part of our live studio. The number is area code 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818, and you can come and be a part of our live studio, and just come on and deal with us. Praise the Lamb of God. And we're going to have an awesome show today. Praise the Lord. What an awesome time we had on yesterday. Praise the Lord as we shared here with you guys. Praise the Lamb of God. Matter of fact, we ran out of time, and so we were supposed to be getting back into that. Praise the Lord. And we're going to try our best to get into there. But today is praise and prayer day. Praise the Lamb of God and prayer and inspiration day on our page and on the show. And we believe in the works of prayer, people of God. That's what we do. We are a praying community. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We petition the throne of grace. We are intercessors, a kingdom of intercessors. Praise the Lord. Because God has called us to be what he is in heaven, Jesus Christ. We are in the earth realm. Praise the Lamb of God. He is our high priest, eternally in the heavens. Hallelujah. Seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession. Praise the Lamb of God for us. And we are in the earth realm. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With the Holy Ghost at our right hand. Praise the Lamb of God, making intercession for the saints. And we need to be prayer warriors, praise the Lamb of God, in this season to get the breakthroughs that God has promised. I'm excited about you. Y'all can tell the prophet is feeling better day by day. I'm back on my feet again, praise the Lamb of God. And I thank you for all of your prayers and all that you have done, praise the Lamb of God, and your support to, help me to get back where I need to be, allowing me to rest, this, that, and another. I took a break off the page again last night, went to bed early, rose this morning, praise the Lamb of God, and I feel good. I thank God for each of you today. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, people of God, it's prayer time on the show. Praise the Lamb of God, and I hope and pray my daughter, Maganice, praise the Lamb of God, if she would just push one for us here, that she is chiming in with us. We are ready to go to the throne of grace today. Oh, we're going to pray down the fire today. Praise the Lamb of God, people of God. We're going to pray down the fire today. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to get some breakthroughs. We're going to get some healing. We are not punking out. Praise the Lamb of God. Did you hear what I said? We're not punking out here on this show. Praise the Lamb of God, PSM International. We are a powerful people. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We are the world changers. And God has empowered us. Our sister Charlotte is laying over in the hospital. We're going to pray right on out of there today. Praise the Lamb of God. We are not going into the dark quietly. Praise the Lamb of God. We are not going to let the night just pass and we're going to sit in a corner and shut up. We're going to call on God. We're going to bombard heaven. Praise the Lamb of God and allow God to do what God does best, and that's be God. We're going to see the hand of God, the finger of God, move in this season. Why? Because God promised that he would. God said that he would, and God will. Praise the Lamb of God. God said that he would. Praise the Lamb of God. We believe God today. Hallelujah. Maganice, are you there? Hello? Maganice, 708, your mic is hot. Are you there? I hear your signal light. Imagine this. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, I tell you, if this is not the show of the shows, praise the Lamb. All right, I got another one here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I believe this is Denise.
Prophet, can you hear me?
Yes. Whoever, who's talking?
This is Imagine. I don't know what happened, but I don't know, but I'm on now. So, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Are you still there? Wait a minute. Oh, you called on the other line. You called on your 224 line, right?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Okay. Praise the Lord. All right. I got you. I'm just trying to watch the switchboard to see what's going on here. Praise God. Good afternoon to you. We're ready to go to the throne of grace. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I just feel something in the spirit that's going to break off today. Praise the Lamb of God, that God is going to do something mighty, do something different. Praise the Lamb of God on this show today. Our daughter is going to lead us to the throne of grace. We are believing God for healing virtue today. We are believing God for healing power, deliverance power. Praise the Lamb of God as we pursue the promises of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. People of God, We are not going to give any place to the devil. Don't call his name. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't say that devil is doing it. Don't give him no power. Praise the Lamb of God. When you call his name, have a rebuke in the front of it in the name of Yeshua. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Come on, let's begin to just worship God. Let's begin to just give him praise and glory right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hands should be lifted. Hallelujah. As we're going to the throne of grace. Oh, my goodness gracious. What a wonderful God we serve. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Come on, Majanice.
Can you hear me, Prophet?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, God. In the name of Jesus, we just come before you and we give you glory, honor, and praise on this morning, God. We thank you, Father, for your power and for your anointing on today, oh God. We thank you, Father, for this time of fellowship, Father, that you have allowed us to commune together with you, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the privilege of prayer, oh God, and we just give you honor on this morning. We thank you, Father, for all the things that you've done, oh God. You said whatever things we desire, oh God, when we pray, believe we have received them, and they shall be given unto us, oh God. And in Judges, it says, when Judah went up, then the Lord delivered. When Judah went up, then the Lord delivered, oh God. So today, we just praise your name, God, because we have stepped over into our new place. We have turned around for the turnaround, oh God. We have jumped up and grabbed our blessings. We have decreed and declared, and we have prayed. We have sought your face, oh God, for we believe those things, God, that we have asked of you. We receive them, God, for we thank you, God, for the increase, oh God. We thank you, God, for your healing, oh God. We thank you, God, for the anointings and for the callings. We thank you, God, for the new direction that you're taking us in this season, oh God. We thank you, Father, for bringing the church into alignment with your will for us, oh God, for what's happening in the earth realm, oh God. We thank you for including us, oh God. We thank you, Jesus, for your obedience. We thank you, Lord, for your obedience, for what you did on Calvary, so that we may even stand a chance, oh God. We thank you for having all things planned out. We thank you for having a plan for us. So we just say hallelujah, glory to your name. Thank you for the increase. Thank you for the open
We thank you, God, for the fresh spirit of obedience. We thank you, God, for renewing and refreshing us, oh God, so that we may receive of you. For we are the food and the flesh dwells no clean thing. Only you are good. Only the Holy Spirit that lives within our spirit is good. That's the only good thing. So let that rise up. Rise up within us, oh God, so that we may overcome the world, we may overcome the wicked, we may overcome ourselves, oh God. So that you may be pleased, so that you may move, oh God. Do a new thing, God. We just bless your name, we honor you, and we present our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable. That is the reasonable way to worship you. That is the least thing that we can do, present our bodies unto you, oh God. And we do that today, and we thank you, God. We thank you for hearing us. We thank you for answering us. You said that if we ask, we shall receive, oh God. And if we believe it to be done, it will be done. And we believe you, God. And we bless your name. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. We extol you and exalt you on today. Take the seat of honor in this place on today. We thank you, God, because it's all about you.
Push one on your dial. Is there something special you want to say? Or?
Not really.
Not really?
Yeah, I would like to. I just like prayers for my children, for their education, because one of them is going to write exam in May, and she's not doing that good. I would just like prayers for her.
Also, you want special prayer today. Praise the Lamb of God. All right. Praise the Lamb. Well, we are here to pray for you guys today. Father in heaven, we thank you for this, your daughter. We thank you for her life and her living. We thank you for her family. Hallelujah. We thank you for these children, Father. And we pray, Father, hallelujah, that you have sanctified them and set them aside, hallelujah, toward good works, Father, according to your riches and glory. I pray now, God, that you would look on these children, and that you would take their little hearts and minds, Father, and fashion them in the way that you would have them to go, that the capacity of their mind would expand, hallelujah, God. Yes, God, their recall would be given unto them as a gift, hallelujah, that they could remember the things, Father, hallelujah, that they're studying and learning. I pray, Father, that your Holy Spirit would do a perfect work in that home. Hallelujah. I pray, Father, hallelujah, that the breaker would come even in the children's lives, oh God, until they are on their knees crying out, men and brethren, what shall we do to be saved? Father, in Jesus' mighty name, I lift up children everywhere. Hallelujah, Father. I pray now in the name of Jesus that the Shekinah glory be over your children, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah and amen. Thank you, daughter. Thank you. Be blessed today.
Okay, I will be. Bye.
Love you now.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo! Boy, what a way to start the show off. What a powerful show today. Praise the Lamb of God. Even with all the technical difficulties that have been taking place, boy, we just thank God for His Spirit and for prayer warriors, people who can petition the throne of grace. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, I tell you, there's nothing like, praise the Lamb of God, having some people who will bombard heaven with you, praise the Lamb of God, for the cause. Praise the Lamb of God. Now listen, this is something else I want to do today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I need another volunteer prayer to who wants to pray. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. About the healing virtue of Jesus Christ, to release that. Praise the Lamb. I need you to push one on your dial if you're willing to be that prayer today. Praise the Lamb of God, so that this healing virtue can be released. All right, I got you. I see you right there, Bertha. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We want to release that healing anointing today. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, people of God, I'm going to tell you, there's some things that I've learned through experience. There's some things I've learned, praise the Lamb of God, through studying of the Word. There's some things I've learned through revelation. One of the things that I've learned, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that many of us need to repent of some issues and some things that we have done, praise the Lamb of God, so that the healing virtue of God can flow free in us. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm very serious about that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Some people, praise the Lamb of God, has harbored iniquity in their hearts. Unforgiveness is there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hatred is there. This, that, and another, and you're begging for the healing of God. And God is waiting on you to move that thing. Praise the Lamb of God. Then there are some of us, praise the Lamb of God, who are just participating, praise the Lamb of God, in just rambunctious sin. Praise the Lamb of God. And abominations. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb, that needs to be repented from. And that's not just asking for forgiveness. That's turning from it. Praise the Lamb of God. And turning towards God so that you can receive the healing power of God. I want you to be healed. I want you to be delivered. I want God to set you free. Praise the Lamb of God. I ain't talking cold and flu. I'm talking about sick. Praise the Lamb of God. In your body, an infirmity in your body. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha, how you doing today?
I am highly favored and blessed of the Most High God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Man, you're on the same street then. Praise the Lamb of God. You skipping on one, skipping on another. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, daughter, lead us and pray this healing virtue.
Hallelujah, Lord God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Lord, we just saturate the atmosphere with your name, Jesus. Because it's in your name, Jesus, that you say that we can ask anything of the Father. And that His will be done. Because God, you made a promise to your Son that you would never leave us or forsake us. So God, we come now to saturate the atmosphere with the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, our healer. Oh, Jesus, when your word did the woman touch the hair on your garment. Because it was healing in your garment. By faith, she pressed away. And right now, God, we lift up everyone that's sick. Shout out all of those that I don't know by name. Father God, that you will heal every infirmity and disease. Father God, that thank you for all of that. For the healing of the nation. Father God, in your blood is a killing. We are putting it in your hands on the cross. Oh God, glory to you from the side of your Son. And the blood raised to the song is high. And God, in me, you will lay hold. Father God, you raise the dead. You raise the lame to walk. Oh God, you open up blinded eyes. If you did it, God, you're doing it.
No. Oh God, you were wounded.
Oh God.
Bruised our iniquity. All right, Jesus. In heaven. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Bless God for birth young. Bless God for this daughter of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. Listen, I need somebody else. I need somebody to pray today. I need another prayer to push you on your dial to pray against the spirit of suicide. Hallelujah. I need somebody to pray. Hallelujah. Against that demon today. Praise the Lamb of God. I just need somebody who don't mind calling on the name of Jesus. I need somebody who don't mind calling on Jesus' name today. Hallelujah. Erico 734, you there? Hallelujah.
Yes, I'm here.
Hallelujah. Come on, talk to Jesus about it. Come on, talk to Jesus about it.
Hallelujah. Father God, we come to give your name, Father God. We give your name the glory. We give your name praise, oh God. We lift you up, God. We just take the moment, God, to enjoy you, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come, God. Find him the spirit of suicide now, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we break the chain now, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we're asking, God, that you would wrap your hands and protect around your people, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we need the blood of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we're asking that right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that every attempt, God, would fail, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, you get the glory, God, in the name of Jesus. We find the hand of the adversary even now, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we proclaim victory now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we proclaim peace, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we proclaim a great anointing, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus. We're asking, God, that you will bless that mother, God, that's having issues with her child, God. Bless that father, God, in the name of Jesus. That they will not commit suicide, God, but they will stand, God, in the name of Jesus. That they will stand firm in the power of God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. That your power, God, will fall now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you that right now, God, in the
name of Jesus.
That, Lord God, you will change their mindset, wrap their minds in you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Give them peace in their mind, God. Give them peace in their heart, God. Give them peace in their soul, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you today, God. We thank you today in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that they will come out with a testimony, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that they will come out stronger, God, in the name of Jesus. That they will come out with power, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, they will not be defeated, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that there will be glory after this, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you, and we give your name honor, and we give your name glory, God. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and bless God.
Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, son. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I need somebody to pray against the spirit of poverty. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. 985. Miracle 985. Are you there? Are you there?
Yes, Father.
Hallelujah. Will you get the spirit of poverty off the people of God right now? Right now.
Heavenly Father, we come to you because you said you are the one that gives the children bread. And Father God, we're saying that there are not enough of us that believe, and we're coming now by the throne of Jesus, coming into that throne room, and saying, Father God, rebuke the demon that is keeping us in poverty, doubt, and unbelief. But I shut it down, little seed.
Oh!
I shut it down, but I see it. I speak against the demon of poverty, Lord God, and that doubt that caused us to think that we have to go to man to give us what we need. But you are the source. You are our source, Father, and you give us resources. But I pray now that I shut it at all, little seed. Hallelujah. That I shut it at all. That I shut it again, little seed. That they would bring their tithes into the storehouse, Father God. There are so many wanting you to bless, but they're not blessing you, Father. They're not believing your word. They're not trusting. And I bind now by the name of Jesus, against the stingy spirit, the spirit of withholding, that I shut it at all, that which belongs to you, Father. You cannot open your hand if we do not give unto you all which is rightfully yours. We bind now the spirit of greed.
Spirit
causes man to go into poverty because they are
now,
so
Father.
You can't
name
them, Lord God. We want them to be like the children
of
Israel that just brought to the sanctuary and call unto God.
Hallelujah.
And Father, as we bring the gift unto you, you will pour out from heaven what is rightfully ours. I bind them. Spirit of poverty, Father, coming from generational curses, Father God, thinking that they must withhold from you that which is rightfully yours. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, we cancel generational curses of stinginess. We cancel generational curses, God, going against tithing, hearing a wrong word and believing it. Your word says we must be a tither. We must sow into the kingdom for kingdom building, for kingdom work. And oh, Heavenly Father, that we're not to consider who receives it when we give it in Jesus' name. You handle everything else, Father God. I speak against that lying tongue that caused those to doubt the prophets and the pastors and the chief whom you have given authority to collect your finances and to do kingdom work with those finances. We're speaking now against the poverty that caused the people of God to not trust the men and women of God in the houses of God. Oh, God, we're saying let your house be a house of prayer such that the sheep will trust where they're worshiping. Oh, God, some are staying home, and we're canceling that now. They're not coming to worship. They're not trusting the houses of God. They're not trusting those that they must trust because you said it's not for us to decide who does what. We will correct anything that is out of order. Oh, I'm speaking against that power. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I shut it all, little C, and I pray for churches to line up with the word of God and to be the houses of prayer that God has called them to be, that when they receive the sheep, the sheep know that Jesus is there. They know that the great shepherd is there, and that their pastors, their leaders, their prophets, their bishops are walking with God. That is the order of God, divine order in the kingdom, divine order in the houses of God. And the children will be blessed because they will be able to see the fruit of their labor. Oh, my God, I pray now that I shed it all, little seed. Hallelujah, that I shed it all for administration in the houses of God, that administration work godly, and that administration administer properly that which is to be done, that there are no hidden agendas in the houses of God. We bind that spirit now, that Jezebel spirit that causes rebellion to fall into the house of God. God's leaders must be tithed. How do they want the sheep to tithe when there's not a spirit of tithing in the house of God? Because leaders and those that are in authority are not tithing as they properly should. God, we bind that spirit now of withholding from God from the top to the bottom. You said it starts with the head. Everything flows from the head. So we're lining the head up and saying, Father God, speak through them so that they release their pockets and the sheep will release theirs. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And amen. And amen. God, I shed it. Hey, little seam. God, I shed it. Little sheep. Father, we repent. God, I shed it. Little seam. For withholding your money. It's yours. It's not ours. You give us the resources. They shut it all, little seed. What it all belongs to you, and you give back unto those that rightfully give to you. I thank you for hearing this. I thank you for honoring this. I thank you that you're going to shift. Oh, God, I'm seeing the shifting happening. But we have to pray right prayers for the things of God. Oh, they shut it all, little seed.
Today, praise the Lamb of God. There we are, right there. Praise the Lamb of God. Error code 240. Is that you?
Yes, it's me, Prophet. How are you? It's Denise.
All right, Denise. Come on, lead us. Praise the Lamb, the right person. Thank
Hallelujah, God.
Come
to give you glory today, oh God. God, we come standing on your promises today, oh God. God, we come today, Lord God. God, to shift the atmosphere, oh God. God, to break the back of the enemy, Lord God. God, we come to destroy, Lord God. God, the lock over the minds of your people, Lord God. God, that we will not doubt you any longer, Lord God. God, that we will begin to walk in the manifestation, Lord God. God, of all things that you promised, Lord God. God, you said that our children shall be saved, oh God. God, you said that we shall walk in abundance, Lord God. God, you said that we shall walk by faith and not by sight, oh God. God, you said it in your word, oh God. God, and we trust you, oh God. You said in the last days, oh God, God, that you will pour out your flesh, oh God. God, and our sons and our daughters shall prophesy, Lord God. God, and our old men will dream dreams, oh God. God, you said it in your word, oh God. God, you said that if we have faith, the size of the mustard seed, Lord God. God, we can speak to the mountain, Lord God. God, and cast it into the Lord God. God, you said, Lord God, God, if we come asking, oh God, God, that you shall supply all of our needs according to your riches, Lord God. God, you said that if we knock on the door, that you will answer, Lord God. God, so we come today knocking on the door, Lord God. God, of the promises of you, Lord God. God, because you are faithful and just, Lord God. God, you said that when we repent of our sins, you will forgive us, Lord God. God, you said it in your word, Lord God. God, we ask that you release the breaker, Lord God. God, that will break forth, Lord God. God, from the bondage of the minds of your people, Lord God. God, that they will see themselves, Lord God. God, in the place of lordship, Lord God. God, that they will see themselves healed, delivered, and set free, Lord God. God, we thank you today, Lord God. God, we bring our prayers to you, Lord God. God, which is our prayers, Lord God. God, we pray by faith today, Lord God. God, we ask the King of Glory, Lord God. God, to go before the King, Lord God. God, and break open the prison doors, Lord God. God, break shackles, Lord God. God, dismantle every stronghold, oh God. God, that will bind your people, Lord God. God, break the spirit of suicide today, Lord God. God, that it cannot come back ever again, Lord God. God, break the spirit of disease and sickness and infirmities, Lord God. God, that it cannot come back the same way, Lord God. God, we break cancer, Lord God. God, we ask you to dispel this, Lord God. God, we ask, oh God, God, for an open heaven, Lord God. God, and Jacob laid, Lord God. God, down on that rock, Lord God. God, according to Genesis 28, Lord God. God, we ask you, Lord God. God, for signs, wonders, and miracles, Lord God.
Oh, yes,
open heaven, Lord God. God, that we can see angels ascending and descending, Lord God. God, for the throne of grace, Lord God. God, open the heavens, oh God. God, before us, Lord God. God, that we'll stand at the gate today, Lord God. God, to possess every promise, Lord God. God, to take possession, Lord God. God, to receive your promises, Lord God. God, and your promises are your word, Lord God. God, and for that we tell you thank you, Lord God. God, we love you, we praise you, and we honor you. It is in your blessed name that we pray and we seal these prayers with the blood of Jesus, oh God.
Yes.
God, we thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you for your promises. Thank you, oh God, for the promise of your power in this season. Thank you, Father, the promise of your presence, for your visitations in this season, oh God. Thank you, Father. Oh God, you're God by yourself. Thank you, God. New cars for new homes. Thank you, Father. The promotions you promised, oh God. The elevations promised, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. You're God by yourself, Father. Thank you, God. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Show yourself mighty to your children, Father. Show yourself mighty, oh God. As pastors waiting on their buildings, oh God, you promised it, oh God, you promised it.
You promised it, oh God. You promised growth, oh God. Somebody's been faithful. Somebody's waiting on the growth. Somebody's waiting on you to add to the church daily. Oh God, in Jesus' name, let the promises come forth, oh God. Manifest your promises in this season, oh God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. God, look today. Promises, oh God. You promised what you was going to do. We believe your word, oh God. We believe your word. We give your word back to you. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to you. Hallelujah. Oh God, you're so awesome. Oh God, your presence. Thank you. Thank you for these who prayed. Thank you. Bless all of them. Oh Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. You are our King. Hallelujah. Whew. Ah, God, we enthrone you today. We enthrone you today. Hallelujah. Glorious.
Hallelujah.
I wish somebody would just lift hands and worship God. Arash, whatever you're doing, if you can stop. Under the Bahasha, lift your hands. Hallelujah. Worship the Lord your God, your King. Hallelujah. All people of God, it's coming. It's coming. Is coming forth like a baby from the womb. Every promise of God is coming forth. It's coming forth. Hallelujah. Worship the King. Worship the King. Worship your King. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Bless his name. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Rabasha. He's worthy of it. He's worthy of it. Rabasha Tae. And the Rabasha. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! You, God, nothing. Oh, God, we hallow your name. Christ, you're in your presence. Defy your name, we exalt. Higher than the heavens. Hallelujah. you died, you suffered. You bled. You gave your life. Woo! You rose. Glory to the Lord. Come on, people of God, just 2 minutes, just 2 minutes. God, my God, what a prayer session today. What a prayer session today we have had here on this show. Praise the Lamb of God. I am in the next dimension. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The saints have prayed me all the way into the next dimension. Thank you, Denise. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, all of those who have been praying with us. Praise the Lord. What an awesome God we serve. Who wouldn't serve a God whose spirit, praise the Lamb of God, can come into all of our dwelling places wherever we are right now, praise the Lamb of God, and some of us are thousands of miles from each other. My goodness gracious, hallelujah, that would give us this sense of unity, this oneness, praise the Lamb of God, that his spirit can come forth and allow the breaker, hallelujah, hallelujah, anointing to come forth and break the yokes off of us that we can receive the precious promises. People of God, I am excited about you right now. I'm excited about your future. Praise the Lamb of God. I need somebody to look over their shoulder right now. I need you to look over your left shoulder. Praise the Lamb of God and tell yesterday goodbye. Praise the Lamb of God. That's what I need you to do in the name of Jesus. Look over your left shoulder and say goodbye to yesterday. Praise the Lamb of God and yesteryears. Because what's happening now, people of God, and some of you about to shout when I say this, praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When your promises, praise the Lamb of God, and manifestation comes close, people start coming out of your past. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, them old flames start coming out of your past. You start seeing people who remind you of your bondage. Praise the Lamb of God. They're coming to shackle you. Praise the Lamb of God. So you can't go into your tomorrow. I know somebody hollering. I know. I wish all of the phone lines was open right now. I know somebody hollering right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Your old flame, you're going to see your old flames in this season. They're going to look better to you than they did when you were living in sin with them. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. They're going to be dressed right, look right,
set up right. They're going to be talking right. They're going to be smooth. Their tongue is going to be as silky smooth as a serpent. But you better be careful. Praise the Lamb of God, because their mouth is the doorway to hell. You better be careful. Their tongue is a snare for you in this season. Y'all don't want to hear me today. You don't lock a prophet up for a week. Hallelujah. Whether he's sick or well. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm telling you, praise, you better watch what's about to come out of your past. Satan finna bring up, praise the Lamb of God, to ensnare you. Hallelujah. You better shake that thing loose. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, yeah, I know I'm talking up in here today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Some of us, hallelujah, you're getting phone calls out of your past. Praise the Lamb of God. And you wonder, how did they get my number? How did they get the new number? What? Oh, you're running into them on Facebook. People are coming out of your past. You better be careful. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You better be careful, because your reconnection with them, praise the Lamb of God, can be the hindrance in your manifestation. You better be careful. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, some of them could be your blessing. Some of them could be the manifestation. But you better walk prayerfully. Praise the Lamb of God. In this season, praise the Lamb of God. Watch the door of yesterday and remember how they left. Hello, light bulbs. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. You better watch the door that they went out of, how they left, why they left. Praise the Lamb of God. You better watch the door they walked out of. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And look at that exit sign. Hallelujah. Say, they left out of here. It was confusion. They left out of here. They were using me. They left out of here. Come on, talk to me. They were backbiting me. Praise the Lamb of God. You better remember that spirit that they carried, because it's trying to reattach itself to you. Praise the Lamb of God. And you ain't got time for none of that right now. You don't have time for that in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. You'll be like the dog that's returned to his own vomit. You do not, praise the Lamb of God, want to go backwards. Hallelujah. One dance I never could do was the moonwalk. Praise the Lamb of God. Tell the devil, I'm not moonwalking with you. I'm not moonwalking with you, no matter how you dress it up. I will not go back. I won't go back. I won't go back. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm just trying to bless you today. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, be very careful. Be very careful. You better walk on eggshells. Be very careful in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Who you're opening the door to. Do not open that door back up. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And cause yourself to be caught up in the snare again. You got delivered. Stay delivered. Praise the Lamb of God. You've been delivered. Good God Almighty. Praise the Lamb of God. You've been delivered. Stay delivered. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Be careful about your past. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Woo. Now watch this now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You better be very wise. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Listen to me good. Be very wise. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In your patience. I want to talk to you about this for a minute. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because patience has its work in our development of faith. Do not, praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now. Listen to the prophet. Do not get uneasy where you are right now. Praise the Lamb. Some of y'all got ants in your pants. Praise the Lamb of God. Some of you just, you're just nervous. You're ready to move. You're ready to jump off the roof. You're ready to run out the door. You're ready to drop everything. You're ready to do this. You're ready. You better stand still. Praise the Lamb of God. Until you see the salvation of the Lord, you better stand still. Praise the Lamb of God. This is not the time to jump off the ship. Praise the Lamb of God. This is not the time for you to jump off the boat. Praise the Lamb of God. This is not the season where you make drastic moves. Praise the Lamb of God, because of your impatience. Praise the Lamb of God. You better wait on God. Hallelujah. You better wait on God. They that wait upon the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, they shall renew their strength.
They shall mount up, praise the Lamb. Talk to me, Holy Ghost. Long wings like an eagle. Hallelujah. They shall run and not faint. They shall walk, praise the Lamb. Y'all, you know the story. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You need to relax in this season. Praise the Lamb of God and know all is well. Know God is doing it. I'm going to tell you what the real problem is. Praise the Lamb of God. You used to making your way. Praise the Lamb of God. You used to doing it, but God's doing it this time. Praise the Lamb of God. God is working it out. God is working it out. Praise the Lamb of God. And don't you move till God tells you to move. Plant your feet. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Plant your feet and take your seat. Hallelujah. And wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. Because when the Lord moves, you're going to know he moved. And he ain't going to have you robbing him glory. Talking about, you know, what I did was I did this. And I changed this. And I did this. And I did this. God says, in this season, you will say that God did it. Praise the Lamb of God. You will say that God did it. You will not be boasting in this season about what you did. When your manifested promise come forth, it's going to be 100% God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's going to be 100% God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Woo! Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I tell you what, ain't nobody pushing one on the buttons tonight. Nobody want to talk about this. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I want you to be blessed, people of God. I want you to receive what God has for you in this season. Praise the Lamb of God, because God promises, hallelujah, I'm manifesting. Some of us are seeing them come forth. Praise the Lamb of God. You can stand on the bank. Hallelujah. You can stand on the seashore. Hallelujah. You can watch your tide come in. Grandmother and them used to say, my ship is about to sail. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You better wait on the Lord. You better not get impatient in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Wait, I say, praise the Lamb of God, on the Lord. Hallelujah. Wait. Hallelujah. Y'all know the end of the 27th Psalm. Wait, I say, praise the Lamb of God, on the Lord, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo-wee. Boy, I had to get that out of my spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That pass, your patience, praise the Lamb of God. You better watch those too. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That they're very tricky. You better watch those too. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb. They will disrupt your promise. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If God sending it to where you are and you move out of place, how you going to get it? Come on, talk to me here, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. You need to sit down, people of God, and think about what God said he was going to do. Praise the Lamb of God. I think I got a caller right here. Error code 864.
Hey, Prophet. This is Sylvia.
Hi, Sylvia.
I am not ashamed to say that you are talking about me. Just the other night, I was dreaming that prayer was taking place, and one of the elders in my church said he can't come back. And so I was like, okay, God, what are you talking about? So even as prayer was going forth today, I think one of the ladies even said that he can't come back. And so I marked it in my book up under my journal. And when you just went through and said, remember how they left, remember how they did this and that, I was like, okay, God, that's my answer. So I thank you, Prophet. I thank you that I'm even on listening today, because I tried earlier to get on and I couldn't. So thank you, Jesus.
Well, a lot of us tried to get on. I couldn't get on earlier, praise the Lamb of God. In the system, they was having some technical difficulties. But daughter, you are right and you are dancing right on my third point on this, and that is about your prayer life. Praise the Lamb of God. The majority of the people listening to me already know this, but this is not the season that you break ranks with prayer. This is okay. Not the season that you're too lazy to roll out the bed and pray. This okay. is not the season that you just get up in the morning and walk out the door fancy free like you created the day for yourself. This is the season.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I told you all this at the end of the year and at the beginning of the year. I'm going to tell you again. Hallelujah. 2013. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. 2013. Two is the number of unity. One is the number of God. Three is the number of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. All three of those numbers, two, one, and three, is one, two, and three turned around. Praise the Lamb of God. You better look at it. That's oil, that's water, that's spirit, that's fire. Praise the Lamb of God. And you better understand this. You got to walk in the spirit in this season. If you walk in the spirit and you are led by the Spirit of God, hallelujah, then God has declared you as a child of God. If you're not listening to the word, the Rhema word, you're not listening to the prophetic words, you're not reading your word, you're not in prayer listening to the Holy Spirit, then you're going to get left behind. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And it ain't going to be nobody's fault but yours because you're not listening to God. You're not pressing into that place in prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. All of us should have a prayer time right now. Praise the Lamb of God. All of us should have a prayer place right now. All of us, praise the Lamb of God. If you're going to collect on what God has for you, praise the Lamb of God, you better be there trying to pray, trying to communicate with heaven, trying to get God's ear, praise the Lamb of God, so you can hear his voice. When you get God's ear, you get God's voice. You didn't hear what I said. When you get God's ear, you get his voice. God will speak to you, praise the Lamb of God. He will lead you. He will give you directions, praise the Lamb of God, one way or other, through his written word or through, praise the Lamb of God, his Rhema word. He will give you your directions, praise the Lamb of God. You will hear it in a prayer. You will hear it in a song. You will hear what you need to do. Just as our daughter Sylvia just called in and said, she heard it in a prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. She heard it, somebody praying. Hallelujah. And they said, nah, not that one no more. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now she hears again, the prophet comes back, and the prophet says, watch your pass. You better watch that back door. Praise the Lamb of God. Because the devil wants to come back in that back door. Praise the Lamb of God. And you must set up, praise the Lamb, an ambush for the devil. Hallelujah. You can't come back here, devil. There's the trap door right there. You think you're coming in, but you're not. You're going down. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then your patience and your prayer life, praise the Lamb of God. Your prayer life must be in order. People of God, I'm trying to bless you today. Praise the Lamb of God. Your prayer life must be in order. Sylvia, I thank God for you. Praise the Lamb of God, daughter. Hallelujah for calling back in today and giving us this word. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If some others could light up this line, said, Prophet, I know you're right. I just saw that booger the other day. I just saw him the other day, and he was standing there smiling. Some of us will admit that our phones have rung. Praise the Lamb of God. They lighten up the line. Praise the Lamb of God. Here go another one. Erica 504.
Good morning, Prophet. This is Danae.
Hi, Danae. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I feel refreshed. Thank you for the word.
Bless you, daughter. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I mean, I'm trying to help y'all. Here's another one. Erica 224.
Prophet, I just have to say you right on point. I'm telling you, like last week, this is Maginese, like last week, one of my old flames showed back up on my phone, and what he said to me was, I've always loved you. I want you to be my wife. And I can't even lie. I considered it because I was really in love with this man. Do you know he was supposed to come pick me up that night? He never showed up. And I was asking God about it, and God said, not so, daughter.
He you want me to tell you why he didn't show up? Because he was so in love with you. He was so in love with you until he saw somebody else he was in love with, too.
I know.
Hallelujah. Praise
and
the
I
Lamb
said,
of God.
I said, he don't even know why he didn't show up, but I know why he didn't show up. God wouldn't allow it.
Hallelujah.
He just wouldn't allow it. He had even showed me some things about in a dream that I didn't even really understand until that whole thing happened. And I had been praying against that thing, didn't even really know what it was until that situation happened.
My God in heaven, praise the Lamb of God, people of God, you better know it, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And I'm going to tell y'all this, you better stop being so desperate, praise the Lamb of God, you better stop being so desperate, hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God, like you can't live without something for a season. You better wait till God give you your breakthrough. Hallelujah. Somebody grab hold of something, and the promise going to come, and that booger is going to devour everything you got. Praise the Lamb of God. I just had to call my niece. I called my niece down in Georgia. Praise the Lamb. I had a vision about her. Praise the Lord. That somebody, and praise the Lamb of God, around her, hallelujah, had on a jacket and a hood, and it was the face of a rat. The hood was, praise the Lord, and it was running around in our house, a big rat. And I called her and told her, a rat is a rodent, it's a devourer. You got a rat among you that's ready to consume everything you got, and it's sneaky, and you better be careful. And I said, you're going to know it because they want to get in your purse. They want to consume everything you have. She started crying right on the phone. She said, thank you, Uncle Michael. I know exactly who it is. Every time he walked through that door, his hand is out. Praise the Lamb of God. You better be careful in this season. God will bless you, and the devil would get it out of your hand before it get in there. That's what it said about the seed and the sower. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As soon as the word of the Lord is sown, the Bible says the enemy comes and pluck it up. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yep.
As soon as it's sown, praise the Lamb of God, the enemy comes and pluck it up. Wait, Maggie, hold on. Erico 630, your mic is hot.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the
Hallelujah.
Lord. Huh?
This is Shatwan.
Yes.
I called just to tell you that just you are on target. The Holy Ghost is speaking today. I'm telling you, the last week I had one come to me, and this man is married, and he's also a bishop. And
Lord have mercy.
He separated and told me he came to me deceitful because he needed some prayer. But at the same time, he wanted to tell me that I was his wife. And I told him that that's not so. That's not true. You can't be married to somebody else and think I'm your wife. And you're not what I asked God for. And I just thank God that today the Holy Ghost has just hit it right on the head. And he got to go. Wherever he needs prayer, he needs to go and find some prayer somewhere else because I can't help.
My God in heaven, praise the Lamb of God. I'm telling you, this is not the season to be playing games, people of God. Hallelujah. Either you're going to trust God or you're going to trust the devil.
Amen.
Trust God or trust the devil. One of them you're going to be trusting. Here's another caller. Hold, Chichuan. Praise the Lamb of God. Eric Code 985, your mic hot.
Good evening, Pastor, Prophet. Yes, this is Margie.
Hey, Margie, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. I thank Shatwan because I had plugged in earlier to say we need to pray for marriages. We need to pray for those husbands and wives to keep their eyes on God and on their marriage and to trust him. They may be having trouble, but that doesn't mean they throw in the towel and start looking elsewhere. Shatwan, you're right on it. Praise God for that because I thought I was opening the door, but God said, no, that door is already opened. I am having so many women ask me to pray for them and men, for their marriages, for their families, because it's falling apart. And I'm saying, Lord, they're taking their eyes off you, and they put their eyes on flesh. And when that happens, the enemy will bring what you like before you, but it's not of God.
My God, amen. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm telling you, it's going on. We are preparing, praise the Lamb of God, to launch, even right here on the show, ministry for that, praise the Lamb of God. We're going to give some time to relationships and marriage, preparation for marriage and strengthening the marriage relationship. We're going to do that right there here on the show. I already had one meeting about it, well, a couple of conversations, but we met, praise the Lamb of God, this week, praise the Lamb of God, in planning for that to launch real soon. So it's coming to you all, praise the Lamb of God, because Margie and Satwan is so right, praise the Lamb of God, that people are making a covenant with God of marriage, and they're breaking the covenant, praise the Lamb of God, and they're heaping a curse upon you, upon themselves. A lot of people need to read Hebrews, the 7th chapter, praise the Lamb of God, when it comes down to divorce. Hallelujah. You could live in sin the rest of your life and die in it, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If you divorce wrong, I hope y'all listening to me. If you divorce wrong and without the right, praise the Lamb of God, premises for you to divorce on, and you mess around and find yourself reconnecting, connecting with somebody else, and you will cause them to be an adulterer as well as you.
Thank you,
Father.
I thought I had lost it, and so many times I'm telling them, look and consider what you're doing, and they think I'm off my rocker because they can't sin.
People in this day they're not enduring sound doctrine, and they don't want to endure, praise the Lamb of God, and deal with anybody who's giving them wisdom. People want to do what they want to do in this season, praise the Lamb of God. They want to do what man wants to do, what he wants to do with in every situation, in every circumstance. They want no holds barred. They want everything to be accepted. And everybody do what they wanted to do, and don't nobody have anything else, nobody have nothing to say about it, including God or his representative. But the devil alive with a bow tie on. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. The word of God is going to stand, and I'm standing on the promises of the word. Praise the Lamb of God. And if God said it's just the way it is, if it cut me, it's just the way it is. If God's word said it's wrong, it's wrong. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. If I sit up tonight and get drunk as a skunk on strong drink, and the word of God says strong drink is a mockery, it's a mockery.
That's what it is.
Whether you do it or not, it ain't going to change because you said, don't let them, I don't want nobody saying nothing about it. It's still wrong. That ain't going to make it right. Praise the Lamb of God. Y'all better leave me alone. Praise the Lord.
Don't lock a
prophet up for a week. Praise the Lamb of God. Wait a minute, Mark. Some more callers here. I see you all coming to you. Erica 708.
Yeah, hi, Papa. This is Sandra calling.
Hey, Sandra.
Say, you know, you are, oh, my gosh, you are definitely in the house today. I can speak as one with the promise of marriage and that past coming back, because God gave me a promise concerning my marriage. It's been 8 years ago now, that he would resurrect my marriage. And you had spoke that thing into existence last month when you said that God said that the promise is manifesting this year.
That's
my marriage to be resurrected this year. And I had a dream 2 years ago about an old flame that had come into my life, and I was running from him, and I was telling him that I'm saved, and I'm sanctified, and I'm Holy Ghost filled, and I don't do that kind of thing anymore. But the flame said he didn't care. He was still chasing me. But my marriage had manifested. It had come back into full, complete manifestation and resurrected. And when you said that this morning about that old flame coming back, knocking at that door, being dressed up and looking good, I was I thank you. Because that is a sign unto me that I am in the promise of the Lord.
Yes.
And I sense that this year is the resurrection of dead marriages.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're gonna do something with that. Praise the Lamb of God, daughter. I promise you that. Wait a minute, Bertha wanna get in here. Bertha.
Yes, prophet. I had to get off the line because Charlotte called and she wanted me to pray for her. She really needs prayer. But as I was listening to you, I had to call back. I mean, I had to push the one. Because as I was reading yesterday, Matthew 16 chapter, I was sitting here studying the word, and the Spirit of the Lord just came upon me, and he said that there is a spirit of deception that has been unleashed. And he said, woe unto the shepherd that lead my sheep astray. He said, I see the confusion in the minds and the hearts of my people. He said, teach my word, saith the Lord. My word is truth and life. And as you were saying, everything that we need is in the word, even when it comes to marriage, whatever we need, it's in the word of God. And what we have got to do is get up under leadership that is teaching the true word of God. Because you're going to need the true word of God and know how to pray it back in order to bind these spirits that the enemy is unleashing on the body of Christ so that you can fall. But I'm standing on promises.
Yes,
I'm
standing
on promises. Amen.
God, I'm telling you, I ain't on the premises. I'm on the promise. Praise the name of
God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Y'all can keep the premises. I'm standing on the promises.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord,
the word. And I'm going to stand on this word. Well, I made up my mind yesterday. I was sitting here. I said, Lord, I might have to go to jail for you for a little while. Then I said, well, I guess I'm just going to have to go. If they're going to make laws saying you can't preach this and you can't preach that, I'm going to jail. Y'all just watch the video. Y'all going to miss me on this. Because I'm going to say it. If it's in the word of God and the spirit of God leads to it, they can call me whatever they want to. I'm going to say it.
Speak the word. Speak the word.
I'm going to say it. I ain't called by man. Praise the Lamb of God. My justice system is much higher. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I dance the rhythm of a different drum major. Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Boy, y'all believe
me. You know, if the devil know, like I know, prophet, he keep you from behind them bars because you don't go there and set the captives free.
Wait. I'm trying to let everybody get in. Another 504 error code.
Good afternoon, prophet.
Good afternoon. Who's calling?
This is Francis.
Oh, no, not Mother Carter.
Yes.
Jesus.
You still got our number, Mother Carter. Mother Carter, this can't be. Francis?
I've been listening. I enjoyed the prayer and all that went forth earlier.
Bless
and
you.
Your daughter, Magdalene, my God, did she pray?
Oh, yes, Lord, did you?
He prayed. I said, that's a chip off the old block. She really did pray. But anyway, I just wanted to say I'm so glad that you all will have been talking about marriages and things because they really need that understanding because it's right in the church house that people go to church quite frequently, every Sunday, every Bible study, but they still don't understand the concept of what God has laid out concerning marriages. They're divorced right and left, just like the world divorced. They're doing right and left. They don't understand how he has laid out the rules. He laid out a pattern. If a divorce takes place, he laid out a pattern concerning that. Because if you divorce and it's not within the realm of the pattern that he laid out, you will be living in sin. And you're thinking you're married to that particular person, and you're not. You're still married to the first person because you broke the rule.
Yeah.
And because there is a law. He laid it out. And so I'm so happy that you're going to have that segment. And I know a lot of people will be blessed.
The people are going to have to come to understand that a marriage covenant is like joining the mafia almost. Praise the Lamb of God. When you get in the mafia, ain't no getting out.
Amen.
I mean, very few men get out of the mafia once they get in. If you get in and you in the mafia, you tell them you want to get out, they look at you like you're crazy. They say that is out. Praise the Lord. Jesus has made the marriage relationship, praise the Lamb of God, something that save for the cause of fornication. You're supposed to stay
right
together, you're supposed to work through it. Now, praise the Lamb of God, and I say this by the Holy Spirit, praise the Lamb of God. Abuse, that's a deranged person, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And nobody should have to put up with physical abuse.
Right.
Nobody. Ain't no woman on this planet supposed to be just letting her husband go upside her head anytime he gets mad.
Well, that's right. You better tell. That's right.
It's time for you to boil you some water and pour some sugar in it and stir it.
Yes,
and wait for him to go to sleep. Nice bath.
Praise Lord.
Hallelujah.
But see,
boil you some grits. Get some grits and teach him a little lesson.
Praise him. Praise him. You blessing us today.
Praise the Lamb. Now, I said it. I meant it. And I'll say it anytime. And no man got no business going upside his woman's head. Praise the Lamb
right
of God.
Hallelujah. How does he love
him? Have too much of that going on.
You don't walk around and take your fist and hit yourself in the mouth.
Jesus.
Y'all got me on a whole nother thing. We'll talk about that, but I just wanted to say that a marriage, act, praise the Lamb of God, is
just
one of
the most difficult.
Yeah, I just
wanted to say that. I know it a bit.
To get out of, praise the Lamb of God.
Oh, man.
Into it in the eyes of the Lord. Praise the Lamb. But we're going to be, you know, matter of fact, right now, praise the Lamb of God. Let me see here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Who's the last person there? Mother Carter?
Yes.
Won't you pray for marriages right now? Just take about 2 minutes and pray with us. Pray
Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Father, we lifting up couples all over the world, all over the universe, Father, for you said marriage is honorable and without the bed is defiled. Father, we thank you, Lord God, even now as those that are married and joined together. Your words say, if they join together, let no man separate. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over all these interference that's coming up against marriages, Father. Even, Father, cover their minds, Lord God, and their eyes. Let their eyes not wander, O God, to another, Father, that is not their mate. Let their hearts, O God, be open and honest, Lord God, with their wives, O God. If they have a problem, Lord God, let them come together, O God, in prayer, seeking your face concerning their problems. Father, touch the wives, touch the husbands, Lord God. Let them, Lord God, remember the vow that they made, Lord God, that they to that do us part, Father. And, Father, let them, Lord God, begin to seek your face on every decision that they make, Lord God. If it's a confusion concerning what they're talking about, Lord God, give them a heart, Lord God, to love one another, Lord God, in spite of the confusion. For the words say, love cover a multitude of sin and fault. Let them begin to remember the love that they had one for another when they first met, Father. Father, give them a refreshing. Give marriages a refreshing, Lord God. Let it be refreshed, O God. Father, all the trials and tribulation that they come up against, Father, let them know that they have you as their advocate, O God, to fight their battles, that they need not to try to fight their battles, O God, but allow you to enter into that covenant and begin to fight their battles. Father, all those that outside of the covenant of the marriage, Lord God, that speak whispering into the girlfriend ears and whispering into the husband ears. Father, I bind that spirit of whispering, Lord God. I bind that spirit of negativity, Father, and I pull it down and I loose, Lord God, the anointing power of the Holy Spirit within every marriage that would destroy those yokes, oh God, and those bondages, oh God, that come up against your people, Father. And Father, we praise you. And Father, we adore you, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. And we know that you are, O God, all that you said you are. You are, Lord God, our healer. Heal marriages. Heal a hurting heart, Father. Heal the wives, oh God, that's broken, oh God. Heal the husbands that's broken as well, oh God. And Father, let their heart, oh God, be refreshed with love. And Father, let them have a clear vision, oh God, of what marriage is again, Father. And Father, we thank you and we praise you and we glorify you. We honor you, Lord God, as you begin to move within the marriages, Father. Give them a mind, Lord God, to let you in, Father. Father, let them not close you out, Father. And Father, we thank you now in Jesus Christ. We pray, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Praise the Lamb of God. And thank all of you ladies and all of the you guys for being here with us today. Praise the Lord. This has been a wonderful week. Praise the Lamb of God. I thank God for each of you. Listen, don't forget, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If you can and you will, make a donation. Praise the Lamb of God to keep us active in ministry and to support PSM. Make sure you do that. Praise the Lamb of God. You can go to PSMINTL.org and make that donation. Praise the Lamb of God. Then those of you, praise the Lamb of God, who have not yet received our products, of course, they're web also. Praise the Lord, so you can receive them there. Don't forget Tuesday next week. Praise the Lamb of God. Tuesday coming, I will be at New Jerusalem Church in Flint, Michigan. Praise the Lord. Our service starts at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Praise the Lamb of God. Tuesday evening, we're going to have a prophetic good time up there. Praise the Lamb of God. Then the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, I am there in Dallas, Texas, Dallas, Fort Worth. Praise the Lamb at the Praise the Lord. That's going to be an awesome, awesome time also. Praise the Lord. And I hope and pray that all of you can join us, praise the Lamb of God, some kind of way in some of these engagements that's coming up. I love you. I bless you. I'm excited about your future as God continues to make us all brand new.
Potter, I'm the